Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation, we are back and we are ready to talk about celebrity shenanigans. We got our crew in Atlanta. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, also, I want to say welcome back. Welcome back, Moni Love, hanging out with us. Yes.
Yay. Hey, guys.
Okay. Moni Love in the middle.
We have so much to talk about. Our friend Andrew Freund is at the Mission Impossible premiere and he sits down with Tom Cruise. No big deal.
On his lap.
Uh-oh.
Also, Jada Pinkett Smith and Serena Williams, their vacations are going to make you so jealous. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Floyd Mayweather has advanced to 51-0, and he didn't even have to step in the ring to do it. So, I don't know if you've been following the longtime enemy friendship of Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent, but it's taken a whole new level.
Yes.
Basically, it started with a post that 50 Cent shared, talking about how like one of his girls had left him, and it went nuclear from that point on.
Whoa.
The show isn't long enough to even read the whole post eloquently, but here's some excerpts. It says, your own flesh and blood wants nothing to do with you. You're jealous of any rapper, athlete, or entertainer that's hot. You're a certified snitch, and why don't you tell everybody you got herpes? That's the Cliff Notes version.
Oh, my God.
Damn, come on. Pull out the herpes part.
Wait, is that true?
I mean, well, who doesn't have herpes? Am I right, Moni?
No!
At least two out of five people don't.
I'm kidding, yeah.
Okay. So 50 came back with some haymakers of his own, man, and he posted that, allegedly Floyd can't read or write. And the caption says, this is Floyd's rough draft before he got his ghostwriter involved. LOL, get the strap. Floyd was hitting below the belt. He posted this picture with the caption, don't worry, Marquise, Uncle Floyd still got you. I will hold little man too, but you're still not sure if he really belongs to you.
I gotta put a flag on the field on this one, y'all. Oh, wow. I don't know if you agree with me, Heidi, but I don't think you should bring the babies into this.
Do you think they're setting up a 50 Floyd pay-per-view, actually getting in the ring? I mean, I'd pay for that.
It would be quick fight, Frank, because Vivi would be bringing the strap.
But Heidi, I have a question. When they talking about the strap, are they talking about the kind you use or the strap?
Oh, the kind you use, my goodness.
I'd watch that too, by the way.
Did you ask Heidi that question?
Yeah, because
I hate you. I cannot stand you, Gary.
Grab the strap.
Well, y'all, recently, Jamie Foxx sat down to interview acting legend Denzel Washington, who is out promoting his new film, Equalizer 2. And I know y'all all saw one, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly. And 2 is good, I might add, despite what people are trying to say. It was a good movie.
Okay.
It came in number one at the box office.
I watched the series with the old white guy.
Me too. Okay. Well, during that chat, Denzel revealed a lot, but one surprising confession had Jamie Foxx almost falling out of a seat. Take a look.
Cardi B, Bodak Yellow.
Oh, you think I don't know?
You like Cardi B?
What's he say? I give him whatever he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent. And a new whip. Think I don't know, huh?
How she say it, though?
I give him whatever he want. He buy me a new Yves Saint Laurent and a new whip. I like Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? I like Cardi.
Is that how you know you've made it, if Denzel Washington knows who you are?
And yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yes. Exactly. Let him even say Dish. He doesn't even have to be talking about Dish Nation. I'm going to feel like we've all made it. Okay.
We're
on the radar.
Unfortunately, you and I kind of think alike. You might not be saying that, but Denzel, I ain't looking all that sexy no more.
He's older, Gary. You got less. let people age?
Well, no, nah, you can age sexily.
We let you age.
Well, I'm still sexy, bitch.
Well, Meghan Markle's fairy tale ending is going to turn into a nightmare if her half-sister, Samantha Markle Grant, has her way.
Wait a second. We got a bad dad that we're worrying about. And she had a brother.
And a wicked half-sister.
Uh-oh.
This season, the cast is filled with British people, but they've all been faced with some sort of scandal. So, obviously, with Meghan Markle and the dad, it's like, we're going to get Samantha on the show. Maybe she'll spill some tea, but I don't know if she will or not.
I would be so annoyed if I'm Meghan Markle. It's like, I made it. I made it to the royal family. Everything is good, and I got to worry about these people.
This is a Cinderella story.
All that smiling she's been doing at the queen, she needs to pull that card now. And she needs to tell the queen that she needs to stop this woman from getting her visa and her passport. She cannot come over there. They cannot let this happen. Queen, this girl is going to tell everything.
Queen cannot do anything of the sort.
She can't stop it?
No.
She has no power, Moni?
She is not running the country.
Can she say off with her head at least?
No, she can say it as much as she wants, but she doesn't run the country.
But you know what, though? This is my first time seeing a white person come up on a black person. Because she's coming up on it. Nobody know who that sister is.
Her whole white side of her family's been acting up this whole time.
Okay, they've been
acting up. The black folks somewhere is chilling.
Who are they? Do we know who they are?
Ain't bothering nobody.
Ain't nobody.
Right. Don't mess it up.
So, a pregnant woman made a pit stop at a fast food restaurant, and she got more than a number 3 with fries. I'll explain what all that means a little bit later in the show. Bye for now, Atlanta.
See you later.
Bye, guys.
All right, so it looks like Will Smith is back at it again. I don't know if y'all followed him on the gram, but this past weekend, he showed off the fam. And for those of you who know what the gram is, it's Instagram.
They better know.
Some people just got out of jail.
Yeah. No.
So, he was vacationing with his family in Italy, and he posted a video of Jada Pinkett Smith, his wife, with her hair everywhere. Yo, look pretty and give me some followers. Take a look.
Look pretty for my Instagram right now.
Look
pretty for my IG and get me followers. Willow! Perform for my followers.
Instagram is taking over their life, and that's true.
It sure is.
It is.
So funny.
Yes.
But it looks like they just travel around the world just having the best time.
But do you all remember that this is the guy that for the longest time had zero social network platform involvement and all of a sudden just exploded?
Now he's the Instagram king at this point.
Now, yes. But what's really funny is just Will's whole, I'm the attention-seeking daddy.
He deserve it. He paid for everything.
Well, you know, Jada wasn't going out without a fight. Now, she posted this clapback photo with her in a bikini. And let's say she has it going on.
Uh-oh.
She said, since Ed Will Smith got me looking all crazy in his Daddy Dearest video, I had to push some counter-programming. And here we have it.
All right now.
Okay.
Does not look like knife-oriented body to me.
So you're saying, so that's jeans?
That looks like jeans and hard work and good eating.
And a good-ass chef.
And a good pose.
Yeah.
That's a good pose.
You gotta stretch that body,
tilted, and put that leg
over. Right.
Maybe she got her lighting and everything right.
Mm-hmm. It's hitting that stomach right in the right crevices. Yeah.
And also being rich like that speeds up your metabolism.
Shut up. No, it doesn't.
You know what's wrong with us?
You don't really see too many morbidly obese rich people.
Like, I don't know, both going to Italy.
They're excited about life.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. The Smiths are not the only ones vacationing in Italy, ladies and gentlemen. Serena Williams has a massive fan club, but her biggest fan of all is her husband, Alexis Ohanian, and it's been reported that Serena wanted Italian food, so guess what?
What?
Alexis whisked her off to Venice.
You had to go to where it comes from, the source.
There you go. Alexis and Serena both posted photos of their romantic getaway on social media, and along with a drone video of Serena laying on a couch. Take a look at this. Oh, well, excuse the siesta out of me. My biggest mistakes in life, I think, was saying no to when somebody wanted to whisk me away.
Why'd you say no?
I'm so corny. I said I had to work.
Really? So wait, Biggie wanted to take it.
Yeah, I know. It was really exotic.
You couldn't get sick?
It was a surprise. I don't know where it was, but the person who wanted to whisk me away is of such caliber that I'm sure that it would have been absolutely wonderful.
What does your name rhyme with?
If I ruled the world. Move on.
Missy Elliott.
He said Missy Elliott.
Okay.
Damn. Oh, you didn't let Nas take it?
Oh, I can't stand her.
Made you look. Up next, Nick Cannon says he's a gigolo with big things popping. We're going to tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, I got an exciting story for you, Gary. Ooh, and all what? You lovers out there. Yeah. Nick Cannon crowns himself as the King Gigolo. Really? And says his enormous unit is too hot to handle for all the ladies.
What?
His enormous what?
His G-G-G-G unit.
Groin unit?
Anyway, during a recent interview, the comedian claimed he never measured his penis, but it's definitely one of those situations where a woman would have to get used to having sex with him.
Now, let me tell you something. When a man starts talking about his penis, that means he does not have a big penis, huh?
That's you. But wait, y'all. There is more. In the interview, he also revealed, although he never cheated on his ex-wife, Mariah Carey, he doesn't believe in monogamy. He doesn't think it's natural. And being the side dude has its perks. Take a look.
Oh.
You like being the side dick?
I love it. I don't have to worry about no responsibilities. Let him worry about
you're not
all
gonna
that.
Put his business out there.
You got too much to lose. Mm. You call me only when you thinking about me.
Kids gonna be in foster care.
Man. I'm just saying. That is the best scenario ever.
But like, you know, but that works if you're Nick Cannon, not so much if you're Nick Jackson.
But believe it or not, though, and I'm gonna be honest, because I used to think like that, though. I mean, I don't want it to happen to me, but I think that monogamy is a bad thing. I think we all should just have sex. Just go have. Girl, you want to have sex today? We have sex, girl, and we live to see tomorrow, bitch. We just live. Oh, girl, it was okay. Oh. And keep it moving.
So, Gary, you was a side dude this whole time.
But he's crazy, though. If he's going to say that he has such a huge unit,
I was just gonna go there.
Then guess what? He won't be the side man for long, because she's going to fall in love, and then she's going to be trying to make him the main dude.
Well, look at Mariah. Mariah fell out of love with him, so he wasn't that damn good.
Okay, well, speaking of Wild Out, Blac Chyna's mother, Tokyo Toni, is doing just that. And this time, she's leaning into her on social media. Mm. It all started a few months ago when Toni made a public spectacle and accused her daughter of isolating her from her two grandchildren, aww, King and Baby Dream. Mm-hmm. So now she's moved on to higher pastures. She's firing shots because she is not paying for her lavish lifestyle. You know?
Oh, excuse me.
I don't like that bitch, Chyna, no more. I don't know who the f*** that wicked-ass mother is. Ain't no kid of mine. I don't know who demon child that motherfucker is.
This is a case of when the mom feels like she's your best friend instead of your mom. They somehow that got lost in between there.
Yep.
Because she is cussing Blac Chyna out like that's not her child.
Like
she didn't give
child,
birth
like
to her.
That's the part. Right. Yes, that is the part why I was sitting there with my mouth dropped.
But I'm sure, like, you know, growing up, you guys have probably made your mom mad at some point, right? But has your mom ever referred to y'all as that bitch?
No. My tell-all book has some secrets about Chyna, so of course she's not going to want to fund that. I'm sure if her mom was doing something, like, for the community or whatever, something
she
good. But she's in the book calling the Kardashians reality hoes, telling all the Chyna's tea. I wouldn't pay to help that either.
I could just look at her and tell that, her, like, when she was, like, breastfeeding, her breast produced Hennessy and not milk.
But she was
Tokyo Toni could have used this one thing right here.
What?
Talkspace. What? It's a brand new sponsor that we got over here on Dish Nation.
God.
And for those who don't know what Talkspace is, it's like a person who will not judge you. And you can speak freely about all the issues you got going on in your life. So basically, they match you up with a licensed therapist. It's available to you 24/7 through texting, voice, or video calls. And it's great for somebody on the go like you guys.
Oh.
Or even Tokyo Toni. So if you like typing or being face-to-face, they have over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experience addressing all of the life challenges that we all face. It's an amazing app.
Oh, wait. Revelation. Am I supposed to be here for this?
It's like a group session, so yeah.
Call and talk to somebody, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah.
Need you to mediate. Your voice is pleasant.
You might be right.
You can talk about anything you want, so to match you with a perfect therapist for the fraction of a price of a traditional therapy session, just go to Talkspace.com/dish and use our promo code DISH to get $45 off your first month. Just say your man had crack sent you, all right?
Up next, Dish Nation went to Paris. Andrew Freund hits the Mission Impossible premiere in France, and Dishes with Tom Cruise and all the stars. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here at the world premiere of Mission Impossible Fallout, and I am about to speak to the cast. Man, I love it. It's awesome. Great job. You're like a Grecian goddess. Why did you steal my outfit? Talk to me about the sheer epicness of this movie and what we're going to see.
The women's roles in this one are so kick butt. They are so bad, so serious. They're brilliant. They're strong. They're resilient. They're feeling. They're spirit.
Talk to me about this majestic city.
It's so extraordinary. I mean, I never in a million years thought I'd be standing here with the Eiffel Tower behind. It's the best view in the house, baby.
Could you be a spy? Could you pull it off?
Oh, 100%. 100% I could be a spy. Maybe I am one.
I overheard you said you shot a scene right where we are.
A really, really cool scene.
Are you liking Instagram? Because, like, I noticed you're embracing it.
I'm starting to get a bit more joy out of it now. I'm starting to kind of be a bit more me, sort of be a bit more, fun with it. And I'm enjoying it, yeah.
I like knowing what you're eating for lunch. Talk to me about what audiences are going to see.
I think audiences are going to kind of experience a level of vicarious sort of thrills. Tom flew the helicopter, he rode the motorbike, he fell off the thing, and he hung on to the bottom of the helicopter. You know, it's all kind of shocking when you watch it. I didn't realize making it how close we came to disaster sometimes, but you can see by what the kind of stuff he's pulling in this film is mind-blowing, really.
How could you even conceive some of the things that we see in this film? Because Tom almost dies, basically.
Yes. Well, we like to say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And we every single thing we did on this movie, we focused just on what was right in front of us. Because if you stop to think about the scope of the film, it was just too big and too overwhelming.
Last time, you took me to Vienna.
Yeah.
This time, I mean...
I know, here we are. Paris.
I want to know about the day that the accident happened. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, do you like, you might die in these things, Tom. Like, talk me about upping the ante.
It's the thing, I'm supposed to hit the wall and grab the side, and I bounced off the wall twice. I knew it was hard. I just put my foot out, and I to just break some of the speed when I went in. And I knew it was broken the second I hit the wall. In my mind, I was like, damn it, I broke my ankle. Keep going. I climbed over the wall, got past camera, and that's in the movie, so that's the takes.
I don't know how you do it, Tom.
I don't know either.
I don't know what's next.
Yeah, either do I.
Space, maybe.
That would be nice. I'd like that. I always wanted to go to space.
Well, that's a wrap here from Paris. Be sure to check out the film when it opens on July 27th. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, apparently, having your baby inside a fast food restaurant has its perks.
Having it inside the restaurant?
Yeah, there was a lady that had her baby in a San Antonio Chick-fil-A. She was on her way to the hospital, right? She was in
active... You got a craving. The cravings are over right now.
I mean, they're strong. So she's in active labor, and she, I guess, you know, she had to go to the bathroom. It was like, oh, honey, I got to the bathroom really bad. So her husband pulls over, and he happens to be at a Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A store's closed, but the manager decided to let her in to go to the bathroom, and then, you know, a short time later, he hears a bunch of screaming coming from the bathroom, and sure enough, she had her baby, little baby girl, inside the Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A has offered this baby Chick-fil-A food for life and a guaranteed job when she turns 14.
And I heard guaranteed job, no questions asked. So I hope she grows up gay.
Right. Little lesbian Graceland. Yeah.
Well, what's your name, young man? This is so going to become a trend now because this has happened. You know, people who are right there, third trimester.
I'm dilated.
Yeah. Water breaks, you know. And the women won't even know. It'd be like if you're driving by the hospital. Honey, there was the hospital. It's like, we're going to Red Lobster. Hush, puppy. Cheddar biscuits for life?
Oh,
are you kidding?
Yeah,
hold it in.
Right.
Hold it in.
That's right. That's a good one. Cheddar biscuits for life.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.